We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now, a Rob Brown logo, ESPN Upstate.
With the host of FCS Nation Radio, he is Mr. Kevin Marshall. K, good to have you back on the show, big fella. How we doing?
Nice to be actually in Dallas, man. It was quite the ordeal getting here, but we're here. We have a national championship game tomorrow. It should be a lot of fun.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. And a good one, by the way. And obviously, Kevin, the thing about this championship game that I'm most intrigued by, familiarity breeds competition to me, right? Like, you can have two teams that don't know each other at all and have a good game, but when two teams know each other, like these two teams know each other, they played for the 18 championship, the 2019 championship, they played each other in playoff games, etc. Man, these are two squads that know each other very well in North Dakota State, Montana State. What does that mean for this game?
Well, there's a whole lot of question marks, though, because, look, the Bobcats, the guy who started at quarterback for them all year, he entered the transfer portal 48 hours before their first playoff game. And a freshman, young freshman quarterback named Tommy Mellott from Butte, Montana, steps in and sets that offense on fire. I mean, look who they had to go through to get here. The defending national champion from the spring and Sam Houston. Then they beat South Dakota State, who played for the national championship in the spring to get here. It's been a beautiful run for the Bobcats. And this is an 8-seed team, y'all, only possible at this level of Division I football. Not four teams, 24 teams. And we have an 8-seed versus a 2-seed for all the marbles tomorrow, high noon from Frisco, Texas.
We're talking to Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation Radio here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. 2018-2019 playoffs, you know, I mentioned that North Dakota State beat Montana State in both of those games. They didn't beat them. They romped them both times. What is different about Montana State this year that makes this a game, or are we expecting history to repeat itself?
Look, NDSU is not as good as they have been. They're still really good, though. And their quarterback, Cam Miller, was a true freshman in the spring, and he had some growing pains. Well, he's kind of got it together this fall a little bit, but they're gettable. This is not the NDSU team that generally just comes in and steamrolls everybody. Montana State is stout on defense, defensive line and linebacker especially. Number 15 for them, Troy Anderson, will be a Sunday football player, no doubt. They also have Daniel Hardy, who rushes off the edge. He could play at Carolina or Clemson, no doubt in my mind. So could Troy Anderson. So, you know, these are guys on the Montana State defense that are very good. The safeties play very well, too. They close very well. This is going to be a low-scoring game, I think, decided on the ground and in the trenches.
We're talking to Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation Radio. You mentioned North Dakota State not being as good as they have been in years past, but I've been kind of checking in on game film here and there, and it looks to me like Montana State is better than they have been in years past, one that could make a strong case in this matchup. What does Montana State need to do specifically to kind of shake the monkey off the bat?
Look, NDSU is going to come out and think they can push them around, because in 18 and 19, that's exactly what they did. And they're kind of going to see if they're still the same team that they, you know, pretty much dominated in all three phases in both of those games. So you have to feel like the first 8, 9, 10 minutes of this ball game are extremely important for Montana State, because they're going to have to withstand that first punch. If they do, and they can get off the field on third down and get the ball back to their offense and do something with it, But they can get a lead. I'm not sure North Dakota State, with their offense that they run and Cam Miller back there, is going to be able to come back if they get a couple of scores down. It's not how they operate. So, excuse me, the first few minutes of that game are extremely important for the Bobcats.
So one thing I've said about the Georgia-Alabama National Championship game, Kevin, is that to me, because Alabama is so well-rounded, we saw them put up 400-plus passing yards against Georgia in the SEC Championship game. Then we turned around and saw them run for 300 yards against Cincinnati. They can do both. And my thought with Georgia is they've got to be to the point of almost irresponsibly physical with Alabama to keep them from getting into any sort of rhythm. And it looks to me like Montana might need to do the same. The best thing they can do is prevent North Dakota State from ever hitting a rhythm and try to get themselves a few points worth of lead early.
Exactly. You know, and you do that by running the football. And Montana State can do that. They get the running back, Isaiah Infante, back, who did not play against the Jackrabbits. That'll be big for them. And that'll give a lot of credence to the play-action game because you have a guy who can take it to the house on any play. Tommy Mellott, the freshman quarterback, he ran it 34 times against South Dakota State. I mean, and they don't run the triple option neither. That's a whole lot of carries for a quarterback. Don't think they want to see him do that tomorrow, but he's a factor running the football. They have just got to string together drives, possess the ball, and try to beat NDSU at their own game. I think that the group of the linemen that the Bobcats have matches up about as good as anybody is going to be able to against that bunch of hosses that play at NDSU. If you look up NDSU's offensive line, the Green Bay Packers are not any bigger than NDSU is up front.
I got to tell you, I was talking about this game earlier this morning with one of our downstairs folks who checks in on the FCS stuff. And, you know, I told him, if you are of the old Nick Saban, I remember a few years back when Nick Saban kind of lamented that FBS ball was rapidly moving towards a pass-centric kind of spread offense style as opposed to the old let's just put our heads down and run the ball. If you miss that kind of football, Kevin Marshall, it looks like this one might be a damn good one to watch.
It is. It's look, they're just going to be – it's just they're going to whip each other for four quarters there. And they're going to look up at the end, and that's what the score is going to be. I mean, both of these teams play extremely hard. I mean, look, that's a bunch of Montana kids, you know, who play for the Bobcats. And, you know, it's a little different out there. I know because I live there now. You know, they're extremely tough kids, mostly ranch kids. And, you know, they've been looking for a fight their whole life, and they're going to have one tomorrow, that's for sure.
We're looking at the odds right now. Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation, which you can hear on ESPN Upstate, chatting with us on the Rob Brown Show. And ESPN Upstate, he is in Dallas for the FCS Championship game between Montana State and North Dakota State. I'm looking at the lines here. Caesars has North Dakota State -7.5 and the over under set at 42, which means it is going to be a very physical game. At least traditionally when we see a number around 40, Kevin Marshall, but -7.5 for North Dakota State. There's a little part of me that wants to put a little coin on Montana State to be inside of 7.5. Is that a good play?
I think so. Chris and I, my co-host, we both picked the Bobcats to win the game. So, I think they will. NDSU is not as good as they have been. They're gettable. And I think the Bobcats have a team that's built to compete with and beat NDSU. So, I mean, I'm not a gambling man, but if I was, I mean, I would sprinkle a little bit on the Bobcats money line. I think they have a very good chance to walk away with the hardware from here.
One of the things that jumped out at me, Kevin, when I was looking at these two teams earlier, Montana State have outscored opponents 44-13 on average in the second half of this season so far. And in a lot of those games, they really haven't even been pushed late. If Montana State is, let's say it's a 3-point game either direction, it looks like they're going to be a little bit better off on the scoreline, which says to me that North Dakota State's going to throw everything they got and a little bit more early in the game. Is that the way you see it playing out?
Absolutely. And this is one of those games where it's a hat, a t-shirt, and a ring, right? You get a hat and a T-shirt on the field when you win, and you get a ring a couple of months later for a national championship. I think everybody's playbook is wide open. I mean, what are you saving good plays for next fall? I mean, if you can steal a possession, fake a punt, you know, maybe onside kick and steal a possession, I think you're going to see that kind of stuff because these teams are so evenly matched, y'all, that something like that can have a huge difference in who's going to win or lose. Steal a possession, win the game, I think.
Kevin Marsh joining us from FCS Nation Radio. You can follow them on Twitter at FCS Nation Radio 1. A tremendous follow and the only nationally syndicated radio show on the football championship subdivision, which we are happy to have here on ESPN Upstate. Kevin, final score on this game. Give me your long-term prognostication, young man.
Give me the Bobcats, 21-17.
21-17 Bobcats, a bit of an upset according to the Vegas books. I like it. I'm also going to tell you, Kevin, you sent me about 3-4 months ago, right at the beginning of the season, you sent me some pictures of some of the stadiums up there in Montana, and I showed them to the lady friend, and now she has been hitting me for us to take a football FCS weekend trip up to Montana next year. You may have me crashing on your couch sooner rather than later. More importantly, you may be taking me to one of those historic games you've been trying to sell me on, my man.
That'd be outstanding. We'd get you a hat and some boots, and we'll have you out there earning your keep with some cattle. And you know, and as long as you behave yourself, you won't have to take a ride to the train station.
We get a Yellowstone reference out of Kevin Marshall. I love it. I will tell you, Kevin, I'll just buy my tickets. But thank you.
Okay.
But thank you.
Fair enough.
Kevin Marshall is the host of FCS Nation Radio. Follow them on Twitter at FCS Nation Radio 1. You can also hear them Saturday mornings right here on ESPN Upstate talking all things FCS. We got the championship game in Dallas this weekend. Gonna be a good one. Kevin, my man, great to talk to you, buddy. I appreciate your time, fella. We will talk to you on Twitter, big dog.
Always happy to be here. Thanks, Rob.
You got it.
And congratulations on that award again, y'all.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.